Let's bring in Paul Johnson, who, of course, is the head coach of the Yellow Jackets, and he joins us here live in Charlotte with Rick Ballew and Joe Cowart. Always good to talk football with Paul Johnson. Paul, good to see you.
Good to see you guys. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing well. The momentum, I mean, what a way to close last year. Four huge wins for the program at the end of the season. What can you take from that to build into this year?
Well, I'm not sure that you get to carry anything over other than, it makes the offseason a little nicer, and especially when we can win that game in November against the in-state rival. That helps out with alumni and fans and everybody involved. But I tell my guys all the time, when we come to camp here in August, it's starting over and you don't have any carryovers.
You know, it's funny you bring up the in-state rival, so I got to stay there and we'll get to some of the other games, but what the ACC in a short amount of time has been able to do against the SEC, and you know in Jacksonville that's all they care about.
Right.
They want to go back and forth. And the Yellow Jackets have bitten the Bulldogs a few too many times for their mind of late. How big is that?
Well, it's big, and we're fortunate. We've won two of the last 3 years, and both of them being in Athens, which is always fun. But we've struggled in Atlanta, so we've got them coming to Atlanta this year, and hopefully we can break through. And if that's the case, our seniors will have beaten them 3 out of 4 years, which is probably about as good as Georgia Tech's done.
Yeah. Your biggest question, Paul, is, everything that Justin Thomas meant for you and your program. He moves along. I know Matthew Jordan has some experience. How does the quarterback situation look?
Well, Matthew got injured this spring, and he's way ahead of schedule, so he'll be full going fall camp. Certainly it's probably his job to lose, but Taquan Marshall's another young man who's played not at quarterback but at some other positions, who had a good spring. And then we have a couple redshirt freshmen in Jay Jones and Luke Johnson that have a chance too. So we've got probably more competition there at that position than any of the others. And whoever plays quarterback is going to be surrounded by a lot of guys that have played a lot of football.
And I think that's it. The likelihood of experience will pay off for that guy. We're talking with Paul Johnson, head coach of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Last time we did talk to you and sat down was at the Taxslayer Bowl.
Yeah.
And you pulled off a good win. I know, like you said, you can't count it on the record this year, but what was your message to the team coming out of that game and obviously looking for another bowl season?
Well, it's always exciting to finish the season with a win and a bowl win, and certainly there's become a rivalry, ACC-SEC, so when you play one of those teams, it carries a little extra weight. And Kentucky had a great year, and we were excited to be able to play well and win that game. So our kids had a great time in Jacksonville. I think the bowl people there, the Taxslayer Bowl, did a great job hosting, and it was a fun game for us to be a part of.
You've been in Atlanta now for a decade. Is this the strongest the conference has been?
Oh, there's no question. I think that the conference, I think, was always good probably from the last 6 or 7 years, but it's gotten tougher and tougher every year. I think that the commitment that's been made by several of the schools and two of the last four national champions, the Heisman Trophy winners, the bowl records, the records against other Power Five conferences. I think no matter what metric you want to measure it by, the ACC is probably clearly right now the top conference in the country.
One of the metrics they'll use is you against Tennessee opening game. That's a big one. And for football fans like us, we love seeing that. Talk about that game.
Yeah, it'll be an exciting game. It's a great platform in the Chick-fil-A game for us to kick off the season on national TV on Labor Day night, and against a formidable opponent, the University of Tennessee. And Georgia Tech, Tennessee had a long-standing rivalry when both were in the SEC and haven't played since the 80s. Mm-hmm. And I know both fan bases are excited to get it on.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game. What an opening weekend in college football. It's going to be spectacular. Joe and I are getting ready to vote. We're going back and forth here on the coastal side. I just find it so ironic from a year ago, Paul, that, you look at yourself and Vatek and North Carolina – in Miami, I mean, the four that are supposed to be up there, all looking to see, every coach I've talked to, all trying to find out who their starting quarterback is going to be.
Right.
Pretty rare.
Yeah, it is. It's a little different. Especially as opposed to a year ago when everybody kind of knew.
They were all here, yeah. All the quarterbacks were here last year.
And you can miss Justin Thomas, but you do have to replace him. He was such a fun, dynamic player to watch, and now trying to get some of the same skill set back there.
Yeah, well, no question. He brought his own talents to the offense, and what we will do, whoever ends up being the quarterback, we'll then gear the offense to them. So we'll make sure that we do what they do best.
Makes sense. Makes perfect sense. Best of luck. Enjoy it. We'll be looking forward to that Labor Day night. You're going to be in that new stadium. Is that where that one's at?
That's correct. I think Alabama, Florida State open it up on Saturday, and when we play Tennessee on Monday night.
Coach, yeah. Thank you very much.
All right.
Enjoy it.
All right. Paul Johnson with us here, head coach of Georgia Tech.